our GeoQuiz now. We're taking a pilgrimage of sorts. We're looking for a tiny tidal island right off the coast of Normandy in France. It's famous for its breathtaking setting and is crowned by an abbey whose foundation dates back to the 8th century. Over time, the abbey became a destination for religious pilgrims, although now it's hard to separate the pilgrims from the tourists. A whopping 3 million visitors each year come here. Soon, though, there may be something else for tourists to see along this stretch of coast, wind turbines, and that's causing some angst. More on that in just seconds. First, name this island off the coast of Normandy. You have just a few seconds to figure it out. The name of the island we're talking about is Mont-Saint-Michel. The French government is planning to install 3 wind turbines just a few miles off the coast, and some critics say that could spoil the view and cost Mont-Saint-Michel its precious status as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Henry Samuel is covering the story for Britain's Telegraph newspaper.
A UNESCO World Heritage Site comes with a lot of prestige, of course, and also some financial help in upkeeping the site. So Mont-Saint-Michel will not want to lose that. At this stage, it's difficult to say whether there really will be any impact on it. But at any rate, there are a bunch of environmental groups, particularly, who are very angry about the idea of having 3 towering wind farms off the coast of Normandy, where the Mont-Saint-Michel is. And they have contacted UNESCO, who in turn have written to the local authorities saying that they are concerned. And now the French government this week has had to submit a kind of report explaining exactly what they're going to do, and UNESCO has to look at that and decide whether to take action.
Well, let's talk in a couple of minutes about some of the concerns, some of the critiques of this proposal, but there have been debates here around the installation of wind turbines off the coast of Cape Cod, for example, but with something that's a religious site, I imagine the controversy is even worse. How much protest has there been?
Well, this is kind of the early stages in the protest, but obviously they've clubbed together. There's more than one environmental group. And they claim that, in fact, a lot of it comes down to light pollution at night. You're going to see kind of twinkling lights that they describe as like a Christmas garland that you'll be seeing from the coast that will spoil the view. And that at the moment there's a very quote-unquote pure view over the sea from this amazing abbey that comes up into the sky that's been there since the 8th century. And used to be a pilgrimage site in the Middle Ages. So it's quite an emotive issue. And those people who are actually going to build the wind farms say, look, they're going to be 20 kilometers off the coast.
Right, that's about 15 miles or so.
About 15 miles off the coast. They'll be the size of matchsticks, really. There's no fuss. But there are a lot of people who are worried about it.
You know, you talk about these environmentalists who are worried about light pollution and spoiling the view, but I imagine most environmentalists are saying, look, this is a different time. We need to shift to renewable energy. We have to build these turbines, and they got to go where the wind is.
Yeah, it's very strange. There's quite an emotive issue, but there seem to be quite a lot of environmentalists against these offshore generators. And don't forget that France creates 80% of its electricity from nuclear power plants. And it's not just Mont-Saint-Michel. There are a whole load of wind turbines that are due to be erected by 2015. In fact, the president has announced a 10 billion euro tender to create lots of them along the Atlantic coast. And they're also considering putting up a whole load of wind farms in Normandy, where the D-Day beaches, where, of course, many Americans lost their lives during the Second World War on the Normandy landings. And that's caused problems, too.
Right. Would that have any effect on the local tourism business there?
Well, it's not just a question of tourism. You've actually got the president of the official body that commemorates D-Day in France saying that it's really inappropriate to have these wind farms really within the view of the 5 landing beaches on which 2,500 Allied soldiers died on the 6th of June 1944. And here, they're also trying to turn that into a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And again, the argument is, well, UNESCO is not going to want to do that if you create all of these wind farms.
Henry Samuel with Britain's Telegraph newspaper speaking with us about the wind farm plans on the north coast of France. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks.